I'm joined by the Syrian blogger Anonymous Syria, who left Aleppo at the end of August. Can you give us an idea of the significance of this attack? We've heard there are something like four, maybe five bomb blasts in Aleppo. 40 people have been killed. And, you know, how significant is it?
Well, the area is very secure. It's controlled by regime troops. Previously, it was controlled by security forces, but after the Free Syrian Army entered Aleppo, the regime replaced the security forces with troops, real troops, military troops, and there are at least three to four checkpoints in that public square. Of course, the blast happened in 3 to 4 areas in Aleppo. But the most significant one is in the public square of Sadal al-Jabri, because it's in the center of Aleppo. Once the protesters dreamed of establishing a Tahrir-like experience in that square, so the regime tried to keep it out of the out of reach of the protesters, and now the regime is trying to keep it out of reach from the Free Syrian Army. So I really wonder if a public square like that, which is Sadal al-Jabri public square, if it's very controlled and it's tied controlled by the regime, how this suicide bomber or car, I don't think that Free Syrian Army fighters or even the jihadist Jabhat al-Nusra have such precise missiles. And so we leave it with the other option that a car or a suicide bomber entered the area. A suicide bomber cannot leave such a damage. Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah, they're extraordinary.
Yes. There is a lot of destruction. I think it's not a suicide bomber. It's most likely, if it really happened that way, it's a car loaded with explosions, a lot of explosions.
So do you think the Free Syrian Army is behind this or not?
It could be that they are behind it, but there are other speculations that the regime have prepared this explosion to justify further action, further military action in Aleppo. Given the security in that public square, I think it's very, very, very difficult for a car to enter that area, a car loaded with explosion to enter that area. It's very difficult.
But why would the government attack its own square?
To justify further action, military action, maybe, or even also we can say the other option that the opposition fighters have really targeted these areas, and they killed nearly 40 men. Most of them are regime troops. The significance of this that they were able to bypass the security of the regime in that area. And if that is really what happened, then the regime is losing a lot in Aleppo.
Let's assume that this was an attack by rebels of some kind. Yeah. Do you think there's a danger that the Free Syrian Army is losing the support of the people in Aleppo by attacks like this?
Actually, the Free Syrian Army is losing support because their strategy isn't very good in Aleppo. For example, they are supposed to protect civilians, but they are entering and liberating neighborhoods in Aleppo while they are leaving the security branches in Aleppo operating. The security branches in Aleppo are still committing massacres in Aleppo, okay? So their strategy isn't good, and they are committing some violations that some people are giving up on them. Well, they need to concentrate their attacks on the locations where the regime is really concentrated. By regime, I mean military troops and security forces. That's the regime, not the neighborhoods populated by civilians. If we liberate, for example, Salah ad-Din, the regime doesn't exist in Salah ad-Din because he's virtually defeated in Salah ad-Din, the regime, because the people, the population of Salah ad-Din before they leave, of course, the majority of that population were pro-revolution, okay? So virtually the regime is defeated in that area. So we have, if we want to defeat the regime, we have to attack the regime in its concentrated headquarters.
Isn't this square the sort of location you're talking about?
Yes, because the square is the opposition wants that square to protest, okay, and the regime wants to keep the opposition out that square. So this square have a lot of security and troops, right? So the attack on that square that doesn't leave casualties among civilians, and I would like to say that it's difficult not to cause casualties among civilians, because that's, it's a public square, of course, and a lot of civilians pass by it. An attack on a regime location, it would improve the support for the Free Syrian Army among, of course, the pro-revolution population.
But when the population, ordinary Aleppians, be further angered by the rebels, if lots of civilians have been killed in this attack?
Okay, I think some people will accept the collateral damage, caused a lot of casualties. If the majority of casualties are regime forces, they will accept it, okay? But anyway, the Free Syrian Army has to do a lot to improve its situation, its support by the population.
Do you think that the
among the population? So if civilians have been killed today, we won't be happy about it. No, I think it won't improve anything.
Is there a chance that if they can attack this square, that it will be the Saad Alam Al Jabri Square, that it could become the equivalent of Tahrir Square?
Well, it could be after the regime is defeated in Aleppo. When the regime will be defeated in Aleppo, of course, I think a lot of people will go and protest in that square, and it will become an equivalent, yes. But currently, as long as the regime is in control, it won't be.
The fighting has been going on for weeks, months now, and it's reached a sort of stalemate. Is there any chance that this attack will represent a breakthrough?
Actually, we just lost our ambitions for the fight to end anytime soon. And we think whatever happens won't be just a breakthrough. We think many people, not only me, many people think that this fight will drag on for long. Not 1, 2, or 3 months. It may drag on for a year.
A year.
So yes. We think that we Aleppians think that this will drag on for a long time, because since the rebels have since the rebels entered Aleppo, they controlled many neighborhoods, and then the regime sent troops to retake these neighborhoods. The change, the rebels didn't take more neighborhoods after that, and the regime wasn't able to retake many neighborhoods after that. So the advancement for both sides is very slow.
And there'll be more violence like that, like we've seen today.
Yes, we always say, of course, when I say we, I mean we Aleppians, okay? We always say that we are going from worse, from bad to worse. Every day we are going to the worst.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.